The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, Imperial Pool and Spas, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on WRHI EM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. A beautiful Saturday morning, the sun's shining, and June the 10th, 2023, 53 degrees in the morning.
This is like, it's like stealing. It feels so good this morning.
It's the
sky is blue.
This just isn't right.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be a little warmer than that?
It's
right,
alternate
now.
Universe. Something yeah. going on.
It's I don't know. My dad would call this a blessing, and nowadays they call it global warming.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's a blessing in a lot of ways, especially for if you go out and feel how nice it is. If you're out walking and jogging and all that kind of stuff, and it's almost a curse for a company like Carolina Fresh, because we need warm weather. We got to try to grow grass. So
need to grow green that grass up, and it's hard to do it when it's up and down, especially nighttime temperatures.
One of those farming problems.
But we got a problem is that nothing's blooming when it's supposed to. I'm getting calls every day. Well, this isn't blooming yet. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
I don't know why your hydrangeas aren't blooming, but they're not going to it warms up.
Grass ain't green, and flowers aren't blooming, and I don't know why we're shocked. I mean, we just put up with COVID and all that stuff. So
mine's looking pretty good right now. The grass is greening up pretty good, but
this is the new normal.
Maybe who knows?
Yeah, the grass is greened up a lot, but
it's still not where it ought to be.
53 in the morning is not what warm season.
Not
grass
in June,
wants.
But anyway,
what people want.
I don't even know if they're calling any rain anytime soon.
They are calling for rain tomorrow. Let's see, did they say tomorrow, later, and into Monday? So we might get a little bit.
I'm going to get a call when I get back because the guy was in. He's a maintenance guy, and he said, it's rained every Saturday for 3 months.
We were in a pattern there for a little while, but I don't know about 3 months.
I don't know either.
It ain't going to rain today.
Well, I think he's counting Saturday nights and all that. Okay. There were a couple times after 7-8 o'clock it started raining.
Yeah, it was in that. It gets that way. It seemed like in a weekly pattern. Right. I remember years ago it was Wednesdays. It was just raining on Wednesdays. But
anyway, it's a beautiful day today. So everything's well in the Carolina Fresh world.
Everything is well. We were just talking about how busy we were this week and people coming in. I guess, you know, kids are out and have a lot of kids over there. And my neighbor, Domer Dreamscapes, has put in a little gem mine thing up there. It's on our side of his property, I guess. And had a lot of parents and kids walk down the hill after they do that. So you can pay a little fee and your kid gets to go in there and mine gems and all that and take them home and it's a pretty neat little thing.
I got to go over there next week and see what he told me about it, but it never quite registered in my brain what he was doing. So.
Yeah, I think your Saturday is about to open up for you.
A little bit. Well, not really.
Here we go.
3 o'clock.
You're starting a new business.
3 o'clock today is all over. As, like I was telling Stephen, 43 years, 9 months, and 9 days at 3 o'clock today.
Not that anybody's counting.
The end of Rolling Hills. Did I tell you don't know how many hours? But anyway,
it is a special day. I mean,
I've had my surgery on Wednesday and be in the hospital a week or so and then 3 or 4 months recovery. Then I'll be able to do things on Saturday.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's been mixed emotions, I guess. All these people coming in. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear this. And they haven't been out to see us in 20 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, the ones that are there all the time, so I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
happy for you. I'm not sorry about it.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And
not many people have run a business for 43 years. So.
Yeah, and, well, the plans were for it to go longer, but a few years ago, the kids decided they didn't want any parts of it. They wanted So when I was growing up, you worked corporate America and you couldn't wait to start your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't want to run their own business. They want to work for corporate America.
Yeah.
So it'll cycle around again in a few years. It always does. So. But it's kind of bittersweet. I mean, I'm going to miss it a little bit. Rhonda was telling me off air yesterday on Straight Talk that you've gotten up every day for 6 days a week for 40 years. You're going to miss it. I said, right now, I'm not going to miss it. Maybe next week.
Well, you're going to get up. You're going to do other things.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good.
I'm going to come over there and aggravate you.
Yeah, I might hire you as a greeter.
No. You hire Tommy. You know,
man, if I can get you. Y'all can Tommy talks too long.
Y'all can be a team.
Yeah.
A greeter team, like some deacons in the church.
Tommy ties people up too long. I need them to get in there and about spend some money and move a car.
He says I'm the one that talks too much.
That's a good competition.
Maybe a long time ago, but now I don't talk that much. So.
That's funny. I always send people over there years ago to your place. I said, well, go on over there. I said, them boys know everything is to know about plants. I said, but don't bring up politics over there or you'll be an hour and a half leaving there. But that was years ago.
I ain't talked politics hardly in
20, like I said, it was years
20 ago. Years ago now.
I don't know about 20.
Back in the 90s, I was into it up to my eyeballs, but. I hate to say this, but now I just don't care.
Yeah. Well, there's not much you can do about some of it, so you just...
I decided it wasn't worth the effort. But it was...
You get older and settled in, it just is what it is, people say.
Well, I will say when I was big time into politics and stuff, I met a lot of great people.
Yeah.
And some of them still friends to this day. Mm-hmm. And my theory was a little unique. I felt like as a small business person in a small town, you really needed to know the people that controlled your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And even city council, county council, those people can really affect your business and your lifestyle.
Yeah. I mean,
so
more on the local than national
I knew
stuff,
everybody on the local level. I knew the entire
South Carolina.
York County delegation to Columbia. I mean,
well, you were involved in a nursery men's
association
for a long time, and that was had a lot to do with South Carolina government.
1996 to 99, I was on the board of directors of the South Carolina Nursery Association. And then, let's see, I was president in 2008, so I was on.
Oh, right?
I was on that long ago. 2005 and 6, I was on the board. 2007, I was president-elect. 2008, I was president. 2009, I was past president. And I ain't done it since because that's a long time.
Yeah.
But I got to know the governors and everybody like that. I mean, Rhonda even had tea with David Beasley's wife. You know, and I didn't think she would be the political type. But
there you go.
Anyway, Matthew's giving us a sign, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll talk more politics on the Gardener's Bench.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows.
Okay, we're going to play the whole album that time.
Steve did it his way.
I always do it my way.
That's right.
And his brother.
Steve and Tommy.
His brother didn't have a choice. His brother didn't have a choice. He had to do it Steve's way.
Pretty much. Yeah. he got his way every once in a while. I had to let
He's a little brother.
I had to let him think he was in charge. So, but,
good dude.
It's kind of weird. Growing up, I was 2.5 years older than he was, but I was a senior when he was a freshman in high school, so we really didn't run into same
3 years
circles
apart
and
school,
things.
Yeah.
And I went off to Western to college, and he finally went to Talbot Valley Tech in Hickory, which we've talked about before, and they didn't have much of a social life in Hickory, so he would come up on the weekends and party with us. And, yeah, he'd show up, and then I'd lose him for 2 days, and then he'd pop back up. So,
hey, has anybody seen my brother?
Yeah.
Tommy?
Oh, we had a 30-person manhunt for him one night. And I'm not going to tell you where we found him, but anyway. But,
man.
It's kind of weird. He graduated and had to do an internship up there because his degree was in ornamental horticulture and landscape design. So he went to Turtle Creek Nursery in Mooresville, which they say Mooresville, but it's halfway between Huntersville and Mooresville up there on 115. And he did the internship. So he got there in April. Well, I ended up in Charlotte in June of 1978 and working at 84 Lumber.
I was about to say, you worked for the lumber.
Over in Pineville. And it didn't take me long to figure out retail building materials was not my cup of tea.
Could have been Crump Brothers Lumber.
No. You talk about cutthroat, Danny. It was cutthroat. But anyway, so he was in, like I say, in Huntersville. So we'd meet on the weekends and do the bar scene on Friday and Saturday night. And when he lost his apartment, he bought an old used mobile home and set it up on the lot and rented the lot space, and didn't have air conditioning. So when he got off work, he came down. I was living off South Boulevard then. Yeah. He'd come down and he'd spend the weekend at my house.
Get some air conditioning.
Get the cool air. And then he'd go back up there and finally got air conditioning and all that. But it was
that's some good old stories.
It's kind of weird how it happened, and we got to get along a lot better after we got out of school than we did.
Oh yeah, you would, man. You're growing up. You got together on something, and
but he put the first plants in the ground on September 1st, 1979. He had 51-gallon plants, and he got them for a dollar a piece for the first $50.
Yep.
We didn't have any money back then. We were broke as convicts. Convicts had more money than we did, and. Weird thing about it, back then, you didn't have containers. Mm-hmm. Everything was grown in the ground.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm by it, you dig it up, put a
lab
on it. Well, some of them down on the coast of North Carolina had started using what they called egg cans. Because when you bought eggs back there, they came in a metal can. And they had little things that punched holes in the bottom to let the water out, and that's what they potted them in. But the first nursery pots made were actually metal, but they didn't last but a couple of years and they rusted. So I guess it was probably 82 or 3 when the plastic pots came on the scene.
Isn't that crazy?
And
it's not even that long ago.
No, but they didn't have
the plastic pot.
Yeah, that revolutionized the nursery business.
Isn't that something?
And that we actually abandoned field grown stuff in 2000.
Imagine having to dig everything
up.
Every
did.
Time somebody
we
bought
did.
Something, be like, oh, my God.
You come out, I want that one, and you bring out the spades, and we didn't have machines to dig them back then. You dug
shovel.
Them by hand.
Yeah.
You had a digging spade. And
well, the little ones wouldn't be that bad, but, man, that'd be crazy.
The
you
big
gotta do
ones,
that every time.
The big ones could do a job.
I guess it would. They would hold moisture better and probably grow faster and all that
they
stuff.
They usually
maybe.
Transplanted better. And the thing people don't realize, I can grow a whole lot prettier plant in the ground than I can in a pot.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're restricting the root system in the pot. And you're
that
not
should,
in the
should
ground.
Make sense for everybody.
Yeah, right.
Man. Those pots get hot summertime.
The problem is growing them in a container, your cost is up front, buying the pot, buying the soil, the fertilizer, the labor to get them in the pot. In the ground, your cost is at the backside when you sell it. You just dig a hole, put it in, water it, and fertilize it, and it does its thing. But then you got to get a spade to dig it, or dig it by hand and pay the labor costs and all that. So it's kind of six of one, half a dozen of another.
Yeah.
The problem we ran into probably in the 2000s, late 2000s, early teens, a lot of the landscapers now don't have the equipment to handle bald and burlap or field-grown material. They want something they can pick up and move, and you, it's
ain't
nothing,
always,
there's
ain't
nothing
always
for
like
a tree
that
to weigh 400 or 500 pounds if you're not careful. So
I've had to jerk trees. I was just thinking, I don't know how many years ago this was, but I went over to you to get some big tree y'all had behind the shop there, and you was out there, Tom, everybody's out there wrestling this thing, trying to roll it up on the back of my trailer, like.
And it always never seemed to fail when you had a big one to move. That's when the New Holland broke.
yeah. Well, that tractor wasn't working, so you had to do it the old way.
Little Kubota trying to get it on there, but then that's part of it. But, I remember, we hand dig 100 trees in the morning, nothing to it. Now I can't hardly pick up the spade, but back then, and maybe that's why I'm in the shape I'm in now. Yeah. I don't know, but it's changed a lot over the years. And I was telling Manning, we came down here. Our mom inherited the land in 86. My grandfather and great-grandfather moved up from Neely's Creek in 1917 and bought neighboring farms because Neely's Creek had got too crowded. They'd love to see it now, I guess.
They would.
And when we put the first plants in, the city limits was at Ebenezer at Village Square, where Food Line is now.
Yeah.
That was the city limits. Now it's a quarter mile up the street.
Ebenezer Church right there was a little community, Ebenezer community. So it was really almost like a little city.
No, actually, Ebenezer community was right there where Food Line is, because that's where Matthew's Cotton Gin was.
Okay.
That was back where you live. Actually, the Cotton Gin was where Millwood is now. It ventured up to the church. Ebenezer was a booming little metropolis at one time. So was Terzin. So was Newport.
Well, they'd be raking in the money now if it was.
York was the county seat, and it was huge. I mean, it had 3 or 4 banks and a bunch of stores. But
that side of Rock Hill.
The railroad wanted to put a depot in, and none of them wanted it. So they built Rock Hill and put the depot in. And guess what? The rest is history.
Somebody made a bad decision.
I love when people are raising Cain about the railroad blocking traffic and the city finding them. The railroad couldn't care less because they built Rocky.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was.
You can go around, just take a little left, go down the hill, and you can take a right, go up under the tracks.
Okay, there's the music, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Mitch.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Mike Elder of Imperial Pool and Spas. Here's a great idea. Use your income tax refund to improve your family's lifestyle with BioGuard and a new above-ground pool. Plan now for family fun in the sun all summer long. Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, and behind the Waffle House in Lake Wiley.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough-cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn, AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Well, I ain't gonna work today. Just just wanna sit around and play. Gonna hit balls off the dock, kick back in my flip-flops. Don't owe nothing to the lender, nothing spinning in the blender. The only thing on my agenda is beers and sunshine, bonfires in summertime.
Okay, Matthew's got us on a roll again this morning.
Chilling today.
That's right.
Chilling music, like the weather.
And we're
chilling for June.
Here on the gardener's bench. And like I was telling you, I did straight talk with Manning Kimmel yesterday at Substation 2. And after it was over, I actually had people came coming up saying, well, I love listening to you on the radio on Saturday.
How about that?
I mean, even Sheila Kimmel said, she showed up after we were done, and she said, you don't know how many people listen to this show. Well, we thank each and every one of them.
I hear people every day.
I really do appreciate it.
I want to do a shout-out for Chad and Nicole Kessler to listen to us, actually, on Facebook. I don't know if they watch it or if they do hear it.
Rhonda listened to it.
Heard my voice on Saturday morning.
Facebook's 8 to 9 on Saturday mornings, by the way. I don't know why we don't promote that, but
I always say it some. It's good.
Yeah, and it stays up on your website.
It's on
your Facebook page.
It's on the Facebook page. You can go on there and find it pretty much any time. Another thing, after the show's done, Matthew and Mr. Stone do their magic and is on the WRHI Facebook website. Yep. Go to programming, go to Gardner's Bench, and you got the year's episodes on there.
Every show has a little cute name for it.
If you get tired of listening, go through DTs because you didn't hear us this week. Yeah. You can go get your fix.
And you probably look up Straight Talk, too, and hear if you missed it yesterday.
Yep.
Straight Talk is what, from 12:30 to 1?
12:30 to 1.
12:30 to 1. Manning Kimmel does interviews with people, usually at Substation 2. Jay Road.
Public affairs show.
Yeah, I'm trying
public affairs.
He told me yesterday, he got here in 1984, and right after that he started it. So it's been going on, what's that, 39 years, 29 years?
Speaking of Substation 2, us, Carolina Fresh, started with Substation 2 and PW's. Somebody told him to get into a sign war. Because they always have good signs, so we kind of jumped in and I got in a little competition with them. So we're all three having fun with each other.
Son, you are no competition for Charlie Ruffalo.
I know. Charlie Ruffalo is good.
Charlie's the king.
He is good.
What's yours say now?
I said something about we like your signs, but we'd rather have samples from either place. So we actually bought lunch for the store Tuesday for Substation 2, and it was their anniversary, and I can't remember how many years it's been. It seemed like it was up in the 20s, maybe 30 years.
Been longer than that.
Has it?
It's in the 30s.
But, we bought lunch over there and brought Charlie a shirt and from our store and stuff. So
we got here in 87, and it was here.
We moved down here to actually live in 83 full-time. And it wasn't much longer after that Charlie showed up. Well, I've known him a long time.
And 66 when I was born, it wasn't here.
We landscaped a couple of houses for him over the year. Manning said he had some kind of surgery this week, so he wasn't there yesterday. So I was hoping to get to see him, because I don't get out much anymore. Tommy doesn't let me leave. I had to sit there.
You're going to have to go out and ride around Rock Hill and see what all has been going on last 40-something years.
I had to go downtown a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't even recognize the place.
You come stop, see me. We can go to lunch.
We can do that. Hey, I'll call you. We'll go to lunch.
Yeah.
I'm not going to know how to act.
We can go to that new food hall they're opening up over there.
When is that opening up? I saw they did a soft opening or test thing the other day.
I hate to give the wrong date.
So. I've never even heard of it. I don't even know what it is.
It's a big... it's like a food court, basically, I guess, in a mall, but it's in a store. It's over there in the Lowenstein building. Is that where it is, Matt?
One of those close.
Boy, yeah. We got our facts.
Y'all are on the ball
today. If you want to know what's going on in Rock Hill,
it's in the old powerhouse.
Yeah.
I think, over there by Winthrop with the smokestack and everything in there.
That's what it's called, the powerhouse.
Just type in powerhouse, Rock Hill.
That was the electricity generating plant.
But, I love how they've kept a lot of the natural things over there. It's cool.
I love the smokestack. You know, they built a sports arena over there, and I was talking to some of the higher ups at PRT a couple months ago, and that thing's booked for the next 12 months. And I was talking to somebody last week with the city, and they actually need more basketball courts.
Isn't that crazy?
It's not big enough to go to the next level of tournaments. Mm. But you're already booked for 12 months. I think it was a whole lot bigger success than everybody
thought. I guarantee you, that's booked. Cherry Park, I bet you it's booked. Manchester Meadows, where they have the soccer, that's probably booked every weekend.
Pretty much every weekend or something.
Three places hosting events.
What was the game that had something to do with Harry Potter? Yeah, they ran around with the brooms and stuff.
Quidditch.
I don't know if that's still a thing, but they had the national tournament out at Manchester for that thing.
That's what Rock Hill gets.
Barry called me and says, you really need to ride down here and see this. I didn't get to, but.
National Cornhole.
Oh, yeah.
Is here.
And
BMX.
We have a velodrome.
Disc golf.
If you don't know what that is, you look it up. But it's. Yeah. Yeah, disc golf has a national championship. Yeah. There's nothing going on in Rock Hill, people say.
But it's they've done a real good job. I remember, I'm showing my age now, back in the 80s when we got here, that Cherry Park was being built.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere you went, Rock Hill's great white elephant was Cherry Park.
Yep.
I finally figured out later it involves some kind of land swap between the school district and the city.
School district. The
city used to own Memorial Stadium.
Okay.
And they swapped the land where Cherry Park is for the stadium and some other land to get the land for the park. And Mr. Bridges used to own Shiloh Hardware. Then there one day, and he said, they're going to pay for that deal. That was a big white elephant. One member of city council survived that purge.
Right.
Emmett Drone was the only one that got reelected. And it was the first time Doug Echols ever got defeated in an election.
Wow.
He was on city council at the time, and they voted his butt out.
But look how good it turned out.
And Doug never would fight public opinion again. He learned his lesson and did a wonderful job as mayor for a long time.
Time for a break.
It's time for our garden party again.
Yeah,
we got to do a garden party.
It's a lighter party.
We'll be right back to the gardener's biz.
When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
Do you have an above-ground pool? They sure have become popular. There's no better way for your family to enjoy cool fun in the summer heat. Imperial Pool and Patio will give you good advice on a customized pool care program to fit your pool and preferences. Chlorine or non-chlorine, once-a-week maintenance, more attention to algae, staining, or pool surfaces. Whatever your situation, expect great results with BioGuard products because that's what your family expects of you.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
okay, and went back to the gardener's bench. That was a different kind of Indian. I don't think I recognize
that. Rick Springfield?
That's the tubes. That was
the tubes?
Yep. That was introduced to me by Steve Johnson many years ago.
How about that? The tubes. I like that. They did a song called She's a Beauty.
Yep.
I got to get over and see Steve. I've talked to him on the phone, but I haven't seen him in a while.
Hey, Steve? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can come in the store and sit down.
Well, the party at your house last year, the year before was the last time I saw him. But anyway.
Good.
Anyway, we talk about Cherry Park, and the moral of that story is now you can't find anybody to talk bad about Cherry Park. I mean, that's
a great place.
That was
great.
The city's
centrally located
diamond for a long time. And Harget Park, right across the street on D Street, that was kind of unique because that one was actually paid for with private money, and it was put all together in honor of Ronnie Harget, and then. Mm-hmm. Went, they gave it to the city.
Nice.
Handed them the keys. Now, the city had to do a lot of reconstruction on it because some of the stuff didn't meet the softball guidelines.
That's pretty nice over there.
But they
play a lot of football over there.
And then they just spent $1 million on Cherry Park just a year or two ago.
Did they?
Yeah, trying to get some of the restrooms and stuff up to grade.
I hadn't been in there in a number of years, to be honest with you.
It's been a while since I
played softball there all the time.
Yeah, I remember when they put the Casey statue up. That took a lot of flack too. But you know, some people just anti everything.
Man, no joke.
Yeah, but Manchester, biggest problem I had with Manchester is supposed to have about 8 more soccer fields, and they sold the land and put apartments on it. So now they've gone across Dave Lyle Boulevard and put more soccer fields. They got to bus them back and forth. They didn't plan that out real well. But anything you build it 10% bigger. But
Well, I mean, that was, considering what that was built on top of, I mean, that was a sewage waste.
It was a sewage plant.
The whole thing. The whole thing was used to stink bad.
They dredged all that out and hauled it off and everything else. And
made something nice out of it.
He did. And the weird thing about down there, they were having some problems with some of their plants. Tommy went down and took soil samples, and there must be 18 different soil types that property. When Jewel Rogers graded it, he brought in a lot of dirt, but you don't know where it came from. And this patch is one type. This is something else. And
if there's anything left over.
It's kind of hard to get it uniform, but it's a little shed, whatever it is, down there by the little pond.
Mm-hmm.
They rent that thing out, and it's not very expensive to rent, and it stays busy all the time, too. A lot of companies have little corporate things for their employees there. And
I think it's awesome.
There's just like a lot of things going on.
Pro Rock Hill. Two people. Well, everybody in this room is pro Rock Hill.
Yeah.
From what they tell me now, is right now, big thing Rock Hill needs is more hotel space.
Yep.
And
I got to get this one downtown going. I still ain't even dug yet, have
we? I have no idea.
Well, we got the Cambria down there near all that event center and all, but
that's a nice hotel.
Supposed to be another one down here on the corner where CNS Bank used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, across from Fountain Park, there's going to be one there.
I used to be, I don't know if these or not.
The hotel?
I'm not sure what's going to be.
I was wondering because it hadn't got started yet. But
that's Comporium, and sometimes they take time on things like that.
Maybe so.
But they own that whole block just about now. And have they torn down the CN2 building yet?
I don't know.
They're supposed to. So.
Can't see it from here.
Why not?
Let me stand up.
Anyway, still can't see back to the nursery life in
nursery
Rock
life
Hill is. In the 80s and 90s, we bought from Carolina Fresh Farms, but you had to buy it by the trailer load out of Nieces. And homeowners didn't do a lot of sod back then.
No, they didn't. No, that was something unique. Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, people kind of realized that you could seed it, get it looking good in 3 to 4 years, or you could sod it and have it looking good tomorrow. So it kind of changed. And
the sod has changed over the years.
Used to be fescue. Kinds of varieties
used to everybody have fescue up here, but now there's a lot of Bermuda and Zoysia. The climate change we talk about has gotten hotter, but here we go in June. It's 53 degrees. So
You mentioned fescue, but even back in the 80s and early 90s, there was a lot of fescue blends and bluegrass mixes. We hadn't seen, been able to get bluegrass to grow here in 20 years.
We still sell it. I mean, that's what our sod is. It's got bluegrass mixed in with the fescue.
Yeah, but that's that new stuff that's more heat tolerant.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you get over
it. Bluegrass used to be that one that matted out. It was totally in the shade.
Yeah, if it got over 80 degrees, it was toast.
It turned brown, but it come back, though.
Yeah. But my projection is in 10 years, you probably won't see much fescue around here.
I don't know, man. I'm going to tell you what. If you women, 90% or more than women hate a brown yard.
My mother was saying
they cannot stand it, and I get in there with husband and wife, and we talk about it, and fescue looks good, you know, and they see all the other ones. That's not much of a choice for them, but you know, fescue can be brown in the summer when everybody's coming to your house, and
it depends on who controls the finances.
I think we know a lot of. There's not much fight about some of that.
But my daddy was adamant he didn't want to have to keep reseeding every year.
Yeah.
Mama hated it. So we actually put the zoysia in and bought 3 gallons of dye that we were going to spray with dye in the wintertime so she'd have green grass.
You did that one year?
We never did do it.
Yeah.
We ended up doing it over on...
We came out with that stuff. I did a couple yards like that, but I never did them again.
It was expensive. Back then, the dye was expensive.
It rumped my tennis shoes, too.
Oh, it was stained them and stained the driveway.
Unless you had green tennis shoes to start with.
Strained the sidewalk and all that. Yeah, we did all that. And
I had a guy that I used to work for out of Lancaster. He'd bought some dye for mulch so he could go back over. If your mulch still looked pretty good, you could rake it around a little bit and spray it on top. It would look
We did that, too. I forgot why we quit, but
you need to add it anyway. Good mulch disintegrates every time. So,
in the case, that's what it does.
It does.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break and be right back with the Gardener's Band. David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Louisiana Grills. This is Mike Elder. They're as good or better than other wood pellet grills, but at half the price. Save now with cover, side shelf, and starter bag of pellets, all for only $7.99. Imperial Pools, Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench, talking about fescue and Bermuda. Bermuda seems to have had a little tough time greening up. So don't panic on your grass. Give it some time.
Have patience.
We ever get a little warmer, and I know people love us in June talking about it needs to warm up.
And about mid-July, we'll be like, man, I wish it was
then we wish
53
it was
in the morning again.
But nowadays, who knows what it's going to do in July.
Exactly right, man. Yeah. Hey, I want to say something before we get too far in the show. We're already going through. But I want to thank Steve and Tommy for helping so many small landscapers like myself. And I was starting out, and I didn't have two pennies to put together. And you go over there, and they would give you good direction and give you some credit and help you. And I know, just like in my store, sometimes when you give people credit, it don't always work out great for the person. The reason their business was good is because they're good people and they treat people fairly and try to help. And, you know, at our store, we want people to buy stuff, but you want them to buy it for the right reason. You want them to come back, not just trying to make a sale one time and see you later. So they're trustworthy. They give you good advice. And, I mean, if you bought from them for a while, I mean, they're your friend, to be honest with you. So I want to thank you for that. So.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I really do. You don't know how I appreciate that, because mm-hmm. like I said before, when we started this thing, our dad came to or sat down with us. He said, look, if you're going to do this, you do every job like you're doing your own.
Yeah.
He said, if you have to go back, you're not making any money.
That's good.
Do it right the first time. He said, and treat everybody like you want to be treated.
Yep, that's the basic.
And that's basically
rule
what
for,
we did.
I mean, anything, that's what I try to live by. I mean, do you want people to treat you well? I mean, treat people well. It's very easy. I mean,
Tommy made the comment the other day when Ronnie Wallace came by, and he said, you know, in 43 years, I had 8 customers I couldn't satisfy. No matter what I did, it wasn't good enough. When you think about it, that's not too bad.
No, it ain't bad.
You know, not for 43
not
years.
Not bad at all.
You're right. After a while, you do get to be friends or mm-hmm. consider yourself friends. Mm-hmm. And,
that's how we end up getting into this. And
we appreciate everybody's business and the support over the years, because without them, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be here. I mean, it's real simple.
Well, you meet people and you're in the same line of work, you face the same problems. Mm-hmm. It's nice to talk about things and makes you feel better about not fighting a losing battle.
Well, it's like when I first met you, you were at Carolina Downs Golf mm-hmm. Course. We yep. did some work for Gerald Downs over there, and it just sort of progressed, yep. I guess, is the best way to say it. And you were like us, poor and broke back then.
Yeah, trying to put two pennies together.
Yeah, we kind of struggled to find a match. But,
well, landscaping's rough. It's like farming and all this other stuff. It's I've had a rough year with my lawn business, just stuff breaking, and you don't know, man. As soon as you get some money in the bank, you better start worrying.
Yep. The biggest
stuff's
thing
going to start breaking down.
Biggest thing for us is every summer and every winter, I guess, right before spring, we'd spend a couple $1,000s on equipment maintenance and all mm-hmm. that. It never failed the first 2 weeks of the fall or the spring.
Yeah.
Something broke.
Yep.
I finally just said, forget it. I'm not going to do the maintenance. I just fix it when it breaks.
That's funny. Funny thing is tires. If you ever have that seems like that comes all at once. You have no problem with tires, and in that 1 or 2 weeks, it'll be like
then every tire
everything
you got
goes flat.
Yeah. But
4-ball tires on my pickup truck.
We don't have many ball ones because they project that pretty close.
It just sounds like a country song. It's there for
sticking stuff in them. I mean, I bet we've blown out 5 or 6 this spring.
Really?
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah,
but I guess so much construction going on, stuff gets dumped mm-hmm. on the roads. But
yep. Well, I don't know if you knew, if you just tuned in or whatever, you hadn't heard last week, but Steve and Tommy are closing Rolling Hills today at 3 o'clock. So everything out there is half price. You got a great day to go out there. They open at 9 o'clock, and they'll be closing at 3. So if you want to, even if you don't want to buy nothing, you just want to say hey to Steve and Tommy, go out there.
That's right. Come see us.
Flood the parking lot.
Well,
I'm going to go by there and give them a hug after I get off at 2 o'clock today. So
yeah, we're going.
Might buy a plant or two. You never know.
We're looking forward to
There's something left over there. You got some stuff left?
We got a little bit left.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but a little bit.
What you got the most of, you think?
Probably Shoals Creek Vitex.
Okay, I don't know what
that
is.
A lot of people don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
It's
Matt, you got some
of those old Vitex. Yeah, I love
Shoal Creek Vitex.
It's been around a while and it's a beautiful plant, but we've started using it about 5-6 years ago to replace crepe myrtles with.
Oh, really?
We felt
crepe myrtle.
Well, we felt like that crepe myrtles at the time had been greatly overplanted in
Mineral
County. And this thing.
I help with that.
It has about the same growth habit, but it's a little bit sturdier, and it blooms a bluish, I won't say purple, but
really?
A bluish color.
Well, damn, why don't I have those in my house?
Blooms same time crepe myrtle does, and you can tree form into single stem. Or
the die off in the winter,
yeah,
go dormant.
Leaves go dormant, yeah, it's deciduous. But it's a pretty thing. And
so it'd be like Vitex murder, like crate murder when you cut them back.
Oh, gosh. Nah. Yeah, I don't think they get quite as big as crate myrtle.
I'm going to check them out.
Part of crate myrtle problem now, there's so many varieties now. They have bombarded the market with them.
And there's a bush and a tree and all kinds of
things.
There
must be 10,000 of them now. And a lot of them won't take the cold here or won't take the heat here or whatever. And
what's that name of that thing again?
Vitex. V-I-T-E-X.
I mean, no, you said the full name.
Shoals Creek.
Shoals Creek. Vitex.
We've sold a lot of them, but we have more of them. And we got a holly called Hannah Ray Holly that's in 3 gallons. It's pretty big for the price. Mm-hmm. But I think we just ended up growing too many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes
hollies are good. You need a barrier between your house and stuff.
These things are 3-4 feet tall.
Man, a 3 gallon?
For $10. Yeah. So,
I'll take 3 of them for $7 each.
Actually thought they'd all be gone by now. There's still a few.
Got dogwood there?
No, no. No.
You know they're gone.
We've been out of dogwood a lot. We can't find them this spring.
Everybody's I got a pretty dog with my house I bought from you.
Couldn't find them this spring. And redbuds couldn't get this spring.
Oh, yeah.
And the only thing I can figure is on the what they call liners that we start out with that was crop failure on. Mm. And that happens every once in a while. But
I hear you. Well, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench. David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve.
He points the finger because the music hits you when you get on a roll. David Serenade is over here.
You know, you ever be saw next been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Anyway, we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and we like to really thank all our listeners. We try to have fun. Well, we do have fun.
We have more and more fun. Actually, I thought we was having fun last year, and I think we keep on having more fun.
Mm-hmm.
What's the options, though?
We try to make it interesting. And
why not have fun?
Everybody learn something. it's kind of...
If you had a choice, would you rather have fun?
Well, I told a gentleman a couple weeks ago, he said, you guys seem to have too much fun. As if we didn't have fun, we wouldn't do it. I mean...
We set the bar pretty high.
Yeah.
We have a good time.
I mean, we do get paid a lot to do this, but we like to have fun, too.
Well, Mr. Kimmel was talking yesterday. He's just shocked that we put on such a good show. Mm-hmm. I said, that's because we got a good producer that good executive producer.
Oh, man.
Without Matthew
good,
and Mr.
Good
Stone.
Good talent. Yeah, good talent.
Without Matthew and Mr.
With.
Stone, we'd be
rookies. Can't hide talent.
That's right.
Yeah.
We had to do some negotiation this winter, I guess. We do
appreciate everybody listening to us. So.
Yeah.
And like I was telling the lady yesterday, apparently we got listeners all over the globe. So, you know, a woman came in a couple of years ago and her son was stationed in Korea, and mm-hmm. he and some buddies from Rock Hill listened to us every Saturday morning just to hear about stuff from.
Well, you heard a lot today about Rock Hill.
And that's why on the first segment, mm-hmm. usually we talk about the weather and local things. And when football season starts, we'll give the high school scores and all that. So people long ways away that are listening can still keep up with what's happening here. And it's worked. So, yeah.
I want to do another shout-out for the farmer's market. If you don't know where it used to be, a legal remedy the last couple of years. It's down at the end of, on Dave Lyle between White Street and Main Street down there by Wells Fargo Bank. They got it all set up down there. So they got 30, 40 vendors down there. Got some really good stuff, good vegetables, good maters.
The old Crazy Zach's parking lot.
I was about to say that. O'Sullivan's.
The young Zach's. Young American.
Down below the Town Center Mall.
Well, it actually.
Go on.
Across from the Herald.
Originally, it was Freedman's Department Store.
Yeah. That's across from Goods Motors, wasn't it, right there?
Yeah, Good Motors, and just down the street from OK Boys and Men Shop.
Yeah, Freedman's Department Store.
Behind McCrory's.
I remember
that was great, man.
All of it's right.
I remember O'Sullivan's and Crazy's ass.
Yeah. You've been in those parking lots.
Yep. I didn't go much.
You wasn't a dancing queen.
Went there one time, first time I'd ever been there, and James Brock was one of the bouncers, and he wouldn't let me in. Said I looked like trouble.
He ain't wrong.
Yeah, he was not wrong.
Well, Chris Hammond, I was being, and I had a card from Chris that said that I could get any time in, and he wouldn't honor it.
You made that at home, boy. Going back.
And then later we got to be good best friends. Yeah. But the first time I met him, he didn't trust me.
That's funny.
But that was before Hugo took the roof off the building.
Yeah. Something else, man.
That's
some old Rock Hill stuff right there.
Yeah. That's where the bank is now.
I want to keep going, but I can't come up with another one. That's funny.
Well, you realize what's the old For What It's Worth called now?
McHale's, it used to be, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be Rock Taco.
That thing's been trying to get open for 4 years.
Yeah, see.
Evidently, there was a lot of stuff grandfathered in a bunch of times, so they're having to, like.
They had to upgrade.
May as well level the building and start over.
Well.
That's beautiful in there, man. It's got an upstairs little thing. That's nice.
Okay.
All right, whatever.
Your opinion of what's nice and mine are a little bit different.
It's charming.
Okay, yeah, that's a good word.
It's unique. Might be a better word for it.
Yep. All right, well, we're going to take a break and come right back to wrap up the gardener's bench. It's so far away.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
It's that time again. Spring is here, and soon you'll be splashing around in your pool. Visit Imperial Pool and stock up on premium pool care products from BioGuard to open and maintain your pool the quick and easy way.
Choose from convenient, easy-to-use pool care systems or a host of accessories to get that sparkling, clean, clear pool water you love. Visit Imperial Pool & Spas, Rock Hill, or next to the Waffle House in Lake Wylie.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coils, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Lovely day, lovely day, lovely day, lovely day, lovely
day. That helped it a little.
Yeah,
bit.
It's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day's a lovely day. Even if it's raining, it's a lovely
day.
Yeah.
This is a little better than that, right?
Today, the sun's shining, the birds are singing, and we woke up above ground. We got a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Every day.
You got a lot to be thankful for. You ran a business for 43 years and
9 months and 9 days.
And 8 hours.
Yep. Now we got 6 hours.
You met a lot of good people, and
now
like
we
you say, you made
that.
Friends.
Rock Hill's been real good.
Friends with
us.
A lot of those people, too. So.
When we came to town, landscaping was 6 shrubs and 2 trees in front of the house, or mm-hmm. 1 tree. And for some reason, people wanted to plant a tree in front of the front door.
Yeah, I know.
You remember that?
Well, I got one right now. It's
yeah,
too
I
big.
Never quite understood.
Needs to come down, actually.
Tommy's thing was that whatever you do to your landscaping should accent your house, not take away from
yeah.
it. Your house is your primary investment. That's where your money is.
True.
So everything we do to it should be increase that
yeah.
investment, not be detrimental. And it was kind of a hard fight for a few years, but mm-hmm. finally people came around. And
I've done some good stuff. Tommy draws up some good stuff.
He does.
He takes his time with it.
Well, the problem with him is he's got to get a vision in his head
yeah.
before he put it on paper. And it's not just walk in and stamp mm-hmm. it and say, here
yeah.
you go. You know, sometimes it takes him a little while to get mm-hmm. it built up, but it's always worked for us. So, yeah. And we actually give out estimates. We give detailed,
mm-hmm.
itemized, everything's broken down. Even breaks down the labor as to what each
yeah,
part of
no,
it is for.
Ain't no questions going
and,
on. It is what it is.
Over the
white.
Years, there were some problems, and that's how he fixed them, but... Mm-hmm. You know, now a lot of people just look at the bottom dollar price. They don't look at what's going
yeah.
into it. But you got some of them, especially in our clientele, that they'll look at every item on that
thing. Oh, yeah.
Tells you exactly how many 3-gallon plant azaleas you need mm-hmm. or whatever and what the price will be and the whole 9 yards. But I never understood how these people just write a number on a page and get it. I mean,
yeah.
that opens you up to all kinds of problems. But, yeah,
so true.
It worked for us. We had a custom
you learn as you go
estimating program written for us back in the 90s. Cost us $30,000, but we've been using it since 1993.
Yeah,
we kind of got our money's worth out of it.
He wrung that thing out.
Yeah, and he's still using it today. So,
but very good.
Anyway, I'm gonna miss it some, but. Rhonda says you've been getting up for 40 years
yeah.
and driving over there every morning, and you're not going to be able to stop. And
well,
I might get up and drive over there the first couple of mornings,
yeah.
and then that won't happen.
Well, you're going to get healthy. That's important.
Yeah, that's
get
beat.
Yourself healthy, and then you can enjoy what you reap the benefits of your work.
Yep,
that's
we'll good. Go from there. So mm-hmm. anyway.
We are open 8 to 2 today. We're open right now, so come out and get some landscaping stuff and talk to our guys out there.
9 to 3, and come on down. It'd be great to see everybody.
Yeah, come on down. One of your last chances to buy
That's
shrub
it.
From Rolling Hills.
Okay, and that'll be it for this week, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Imperial Pool and Spas, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.